I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back. I'm trying to make changes on the fly here.
You are. Yeah, like mad producing skills.
So some guys that are fighting at that first UFC in Jacksonville have been texting about coming on.
Let's do it. Get them on. Clear the schedule.
Right now, and I mentioned in the first hour, this guy that's coming on next, and he's been on before, is more like you than you're like you. Responses are similar. He said he was looking forward to coming on to hearing what he was about to say, too.
Okay.
He probably doesn't know what he's going to say yet, just like you.
My long-lost brother.
Definitely. Let's welcome back to the program, the G-Man, Ron Gerard. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen. Nice to be speaking with you. I wasn't quite sure what was going on here. You know, I was going to say, you should have planned ahead.
We would sit up at T-Mobile and talk more Rocky Balboa stuff, you know, in between fights. This guy is a Rocky Balboa guy like me. So, first and foremost, how have you been? How has isolation been? Are you going any more crazier than you already were?
I don't think so. I think it's helped me. Now, I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but even somebody like me, I needed to structure my life. So now I've made things up in my mind for me to do. I get up, I run a little bit, I go on the computer, I write a little bit, and things like that, where ordinarily I wouldn't do it. I'd say I'm too busy, and I really wasn't busy. So it forced me to structure myself. You know, I started a podcast because I wanted to stay involved and start and do things. So that was the positive thing. But I mean, it's been in many other respects, like it is for you and everyone else that's listening or isn't listening, a nightmare. I mean, I still can't believe that it's going on. I mean, I really can. Sometimes I'll think, you know, it's selfishly, but like, am I going to fly, or what if I need a suit? You know, they said all of Bloomingdale's, all the stores are going to close. There's going to be no. There's going to be no department stores anymore. You know,
yeah,
you start thinking stupid things.
It's definitely crazy. Probably one of the best things is I'm getting 5 days on a gallon of gas now.
That's another thing that's... You know, I went to the gas station. I've been riding around the little that I do. And I thought, well, I'll put some gas in just, you know. It was $12. You know, and that was like in the last 2 weeks. So, I guess I'm saving money in that regard, but I'm not making any money because, you know, there's no sports.
You know, and before we talk a little bit of sports, my gas thing is this, and Matt, you know this, I have to use my debit card 10 times a month. So I would always go out and get like, and I swear on everything that I am that this is true, I would go get a nickel of gas because I have to use the card 8 times a month, and I use a different card for my gas, but I have to use the debit so that I get better interest rates, whatever. Now I go get a nickel of gas, and it fills my tank.
Well, and you got one of those, you know, economy cars, too, which is good. It's good for you like that. But you're the only guy I know would use it for a nickel. Give the card to Mike or someone. Let somebody else use it.
No, because then I'd have to pay for it. So, no, we're not doing that. That's for sure. So, tell me about the podcast.
Well, I started this. It's on Anchor, and that's the platform I started out on. But now I'm on Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast. So it's doing okay. I mean, I'm not knocking the socks off the world here, but... It's moving along. It's just called the G-Man. It's called G-Man Show, you know, the G-Man Show, I should say. And it's, I talk about a variety of things. The last thing I spoke about was the pandemic, you know, of 1918, as opposed to the COVID-19 that we have now in 2020. And just like how they stopped a lot of the sports back in 1918 also. I mean, I personally covered the World Series that year, and that was between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. But it was a brutal time. It was like what? I think it affected I think 675,000 Americans died during that pandemic, and of course around the world. And I'll give you a little tidbit here for the both of you guys. I didn't know this either. Everyone called it the Spanish flu back then, and you would assume it started in Spain. I mean, if you're going to call it that. But Spain was neutral in World War One, and this happened during the tail end of World War One. So they had time to write about it, where other countries were in the midst of the World War. So if you wanted news, it came out of Spain. They seemed to know more about it. And that's how people started calling it the Spanish flu. But if you lived in Spain, they called it the French flu, because they claimed they got it from France. Other people think maybe it came from Great Britain, or, of course, surprise, surprise, China back then. So that was, and you know what, something else that came out of that 1918? The spitball was legal, and they banned it for the World Series. If you were a spitball pitcher, they took you out of the rotation, I guess, because of, you know, getting the flu.
One of my
when you hit the ball and the spit would go in your face.
Right. Well, yeah, you wouldn't be able to use that now. One of my collectible items I have, Gaylord Perry sent me. He used to endorse it. Well, it was his own Vaseline company, and he was the master of the spitball from the Vaseline that he would use. And he used to have a Gaylord Perry Vaseline bottle, which was kind of. Craziness. What's it like driving up and down the strip right now? Do you drive up and down the strip?
I'm driving as I'm speaking with you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go there.
Your
that
internet quality, oh, Ron. Your internet quality probably. we assume that.
Yeah, thank you. No, it is. It's very. It's an eerie thing. It's very. It's very strange. You know. I mean, really, it's just hardly anybody. See sagebrush like blowing across Las Vegas Boulevard. You know, you can imagine that. There's just nothing there. I mean, everything is really it's closed down, man. This city, I guess, economically, is going to be hit as hard as any place in the United States because of it's all tourists and there's nobody here. Now you and I would probably get a decent seat at the T-Mobile now.
Well, let's be real honest, G-Man. No, we wouldn't. We'd still be in the same seats we're in. But I was going to say, I bet
you about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you we could get good seats at a Cirque show now.
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. You know that. And of course, now I just heard like MGM properties. They're not going to have anything going, any entertainment until. The end of June. That's what they say right now.
I can tell you why that's happening.
Why?
You want to know why that's happening?
Yes.
Because I bought MGM stock.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You got the Midas touch again.
I just did it not too long ago, and as soon as I did, American Airlines, the cruise lines, everything I bought, it all went in the dumper. Before we let you go, Ron Gerard, better known as the G-Man in Las Vegas and all over the world, give me your thoughts, three UFC events within a seven-day period coming up here in my state of Florida. Give me your thoughts, and give me your thoughts on some of the fights.
Well, I think it had to happen somewhere. And where else is it going to happen but in the Sunshine State? I guess, I thought it was going to happen back here, remember? And then they wouldn't allow them to do it at the complex over there on the UFC thing. So I think it's kind of interesting. It kind of throws me off. Maybe it's just me that there's the three of them are just like bang, 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 I think they should have spread it out a little bit. You know, you haven't been having anything, and then all of a sudden it's just, you're taking a huge dose of that. I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me. Do you think that's proper, I mean, to have, like, one after another like that?
You know, I can take either side, doing this as long as I've done it, whatever side I could take the other. I understand what you're saying, but all of these fighters have been anxious to get back in. You know, obviously they don't get paid unless they fight, so it's great for the fighters. You know, if you're not on that first card, then, you might have to wait another month. You know, they can't be in the gyms. They can't be, you know, getting paid to train. The only way they're going to make some money is by actually getting in there and throwing. So Matt mentioned earlier about everybody's dying for sports. You mentioned everybody's dying for sports, where you and I have commented as we've sat up in the top of T-Mobile about there's too many events. There's too many events. Well, now, since we haven't had them in so long, 3 and 7 days, I'm going to watch all three.
Well, I will too, but I'll be sitting there muttering to myself after the first one, there's too many events. There's too many events. You know, but what can you do? But what do you think about that? No, you asked me the fight. That Gaethje, I'm really, I always enjoy watching him.
I like the fight. You know, I'm surprised he's such a big underdog. I think he's 140, 150. You know, everybody's on Tony Ferguson, as am I. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's going to come back to haunt him that he made weight the 2 weeks ago when the alleged fight was going to be against Khabib. You know, he was trying to prove a point. I don't know how smart it was to make weight, gain some weight, then lose it again. But I'm the guy that said I think Tony Ferguson's going to beat Khabib. So it's a fight I'm looking forward to. I just think people are overlooking Gaethje and putting everything on Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, Gaethje's a guy, though. I can see him winning that fight. But the thing is, he's like a guy in a tightrope that you know, he can go down. I mean, you know, he leaves himself wide open.
I'm going to correct you. Ron, let me correct you for a second. It's not he could go down. He will go down.
Right, okay.
Justin Gaethje gets knocked down on a regular basis, and he's like Frankie Edgar. He'll get back up, and he'll continue the fight. He's going to get knocked down. It's just a matter of will he be able to get back up.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me nervous about it, because either he knocks you out or he gets knocked out, you know.
Right.
And I think Ferguson's been around so long. I mean, he's a great fighter, and he's an intelligent fighter in there. And I don't know. It's going to be an awful tough road to hoe for him to beat him. But if he nails him, he's going to go to sleep. He can put Tony to sleep.
It is going to be a good fight. I am looking forward to it. Before I let you go one more time, how can people get information on the podcast?
Well, you can just go on to Anchor and look for the G-Man Show, and it'll be on there, and you'll get hooked up. It's no money, you know, and or else, like I mentioned, if you want to go on Google Podcasts or Radio Public, you know, I'm on all these platforms. Just give me a holla for me, man. I'm out there. And I talked about Al Pacino in the one before the last one. I talked about Jackie Robinson, and when, you know, anything that's topical. That's when it was the day that he broke the color barrier in the major leagues, early in April. But I try to stay topical, and I appreciate anybody that'll tune in and give a listen. And if you have any comments to make, let them write it to you, and you can get it to me. No, I'm just kidding you. I'll be happy to, you know, to take anything into consideration.
Good stuff, as always, Ron. Thank you for your time. Let's touch base here in a week or two, and we'll get you back on and have some more fun. That is Ron Girard, better known as the G-Man in Las Vegas. Action packed the next 45 minutes. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, good stuff. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, Hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We went from totally full to now everybody's busy.
No.
Yeah.
That's the fight game.
So I think the fighter that did reach out to me, we're going to probably get on next Wednesday.
Okay.
And this fighter fights next Saturday.
Sure. Well, it's tough because like, we already have a schedule and interviews, and then you know people reach out social media, and that's instant. But we can't move at the same speed of Instagram.
I don't know what Instagram is.
Or Twittergram or whatever you're on.
Or TikTok.
Yeah.
Dude, you've seen Michael Pittman on TikTok.
I have seen him on.
Oh, my God.
What did I see him do the other day? I saw him do
the one where he goes to return his son.
I saw him do the Ray Charles.
Yeah, that's the newest one. The Ray Charles is fun.
Saw the Ray Charles one. So, yeah.
I liked when he went to return and they said, you need your receipt.
No, I didn't know.
It was classic.
Yeah.
I don't know still much about TikTok. I downloaded it, figuring I would try to do something, but I don't know how to get anything done.
You should... he should buy a Michael Pittman jersey and then return it without a receipt.
Why?
And then be like, oh, do you have ID? Like, no, but this is my jersey.
I've seen players have to show ID to get into stadiums.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow. You think Tom Brady needs an ID? I mean, can't go to the park without being kicked out.
I bet you there's going to be a while. There's going to be people in Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay. That won't know him.
Is that trademarked yet? Tampa
yeah.
Bay?
Yeah, he yeah. took it.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
So what else did he get? TB for TB?
TB times TB.
Okay.
And Sean has a shirt from, what's that, the bench people? Who's your buddy?
The bench?
Yeah, the pizza guy. The guy.
Oh, the Barstool guy.
Barstool.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a TB times TB, and the Barstool and thing is on the back, and it was before Tom got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which to me is TB times TB could be anything.
But we should do one like Honk for Gronk.
No. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Well, what?
Dave Feldman in a meeting. We're trying to get him out of the meeting.
Oh, man. Yep. Everybody's backed up.
Yeah. Well, that's one reason why I load so many, because
they fall off, you know.
And then I open it up for you to talk, and you never bring anything to the table.
Oh, I bring everything.
All right, so it's on you. Go.
What to talk about? Well, I mean, are we allowed to talk about who we thought we were going to have on?
Well, no, I it's not fair for the fighter because he literally just texted me.
Oh, okay.
And said, yeah, I'd love to. I'm like, okay, you got 3 minutes. So, you know, it didn't work properly for that. The councilman coming up, Clay Guida's still coming up.
Oh, Clay, yeah.
So, I mean, we're all good.
Clay's living his best life, though.
Clay always lives his best life.
True. But if there's anybody like that I would want to be, that would be him. His lifestyle is pretty cool. And I wonder if he, like, fought because he was really passionate about it and loved it, or if he fought just because he was really good at it. You know what I mean? Because, like, it seems like he would rather be a fisherman.
Well, he is a big fishing guy.
That's all he does. Like, all. Like, he's always out here in Florida.
Yeah, well, and I even said, tell me when. I'll drive down.
Yeah?
We can go fishing.
Or you can drive up. We got fish up here.
Yeah, I think we got a better chance of us driving there.
We'll meet him halfway. Sarasota.
On Alligator Alley?
Yeah, we could.
I'd like to go fishing in Alligator Alley.
That would be, you know, the airboats would be pretty crazy. Have you been done that before?
Yeah.
You look like an airboat kind of guy.
Nah, it wasn't overly. It was hot. It was muggy. It was sticky.
Did you see gators? Did you see pythons?
We saw all sorts of stuff. But we did it in Orlando, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've got the same things. Right. You know, we saw the gators.
Not like the Everglades.
Everglades, that's where, you know, the murderers hide.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there, as well as the Indians. I remember we drove to Miami when I was a kid, and we were convinced that Indians were hiding in there.
Like Native Americans?
Yeah, real Indians.
Native ones that worked at the Hard Rock?
Not the Cleveland Indians. No. The
the Hard Rock Assembly.
How does Russell Peters say it? Casino Indians, not gas station Indians.
Okay,
right. He says it. I don't.
Right.
You know, and he is an Indian. I mean, that's part of his gimmick. But I remember we drove once, and my dad, as we're flying by, goes, "Did you see that? That was what's the headdress they wear? Headdress?
Punjab?
No, the Indian headdress.
Oh yeah, the turbans.
Yeah. The other Indians, know. You knucklehead.
Oh, a headdress.
A turban. I don't know. A turban in the middle of the Everglades.
I don't know headwear for Indian people. I don't know. I don't even know any Indian people.
You've met Russell Peters.
Oh yeah. Well, he's not really Indian, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Seemed like a cool guy. I like that guy.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He didn't fix my Sprint phone when I met him.
Oh, my God. This might be the end of the show. No. I said two things that go on, the virus and this show, and you're trying to end it.
No. But I'm sad about the comedy thing because the comedy club's closed. And I was working on my stand-up because I want to open for Russell Peters one day.
I watched Adam Hunter did a thing on Zoom. He's done a bunch of shows on Zoom.
Yeah.
I watched a big charity event that Jimmy Denning was promoting. In Vegas, and it's for a lot of the artists and actors and musicians. Shania Twain was on. What's the guy whose face is so plastered? Wayne Newton.
Oh, Wayne Newton.
You know, was on it.
Wayne Newton, yeah, that guy.
That face is brutal.
He hasn't made an expression in 17 years.
He can't. He definitely can't.
It's like, surprise. It's like, nothing.
All right, so I know that you have some questions for the city councilman. We have some questions about the beaches. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, we will reach out to Robert Blackman, city councilman for the city of St. Pete. We'll find out the things you need to find out when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars and talk.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Before we go to the councilman real quick, I saw a thing on the Book of Face, and you know, you see all these stupid things, and one was you have $7,000 to spend in one store, and you have less than an hour to do it. Like, that's difficult to pick. You know, we could talk a little like Brewster's Millions, where the guy had to, right. Richard Pryor had to spend $1 million
sure.
in 30 days. Spending $7,000 in an hour, Apple is the first store that I can think of.
Yeah, that'd be like one iWatch.
Yeah, it would take 10 seconds. I'll take that computer, an iPad, right. and a watch, and I'm good right. to go. All right, so you've asked some questions.
Uh-huh.
We've seen a lot going on. The beaches yeah. is, the beaches isn't, now the beaches is. One of the councilmen from the city of St. Pete on the phone with us right now, Councilman... Mr. Blackman. Robert, how are you, sir?
Guys? I'm doing well. I'm just staying busy over here.
Well, we appreciate your time. And first and foremost, give us the update. I guess as of Monday, beaches are open.
That's right. Beaches are opening up Monday. Pools reopened effective today. So we'll see how things go with beaches opening right before Cinco de Mayo.
My first question is, and I think I saw you text or tweet something about it, or it might have been on Facebook or wherever I saw it, about the beaches. You know, there's pros and cons, and I get all that. And I would probably think the con is that now maybe people are going to start coming back to our state, which is what we're known for. And is that a con, or is that a pro to get some economy going?
Well, it's both. You know, I think, though, we want to first and foremost take care of our own. So my thinking is, I understand that individuals want to get out and get exercise and get sunshine, and people are paying taxes for beaches. But, you know, I was down at North Shore Park in downtown St. Pete on Sunday, and, you know, over 100 people ran by in a you know, three-minute period. There's plenty of ways to get out and get exercise, and I just don't want to overwhelm the system with a bunch of outsiders coming in, especially if we can't benefit our residents. And I think the primary way for us to benefit our residents is through the reopening of small businesses in a smart, calculated manner so that people can get their livelihoods back, be they business owners or employees who don't have a way to provide for their families.
So Rob, I own the Tour de Pizza here in St. Pete. You know, I have a dining room of 75 people on my occupational license.
Well, there's not 75 people here.
No, I have seating. I have seating for 75 people. So when do you think the restaurants will be open for dine-in? When will we restaurateurs be able to start to create that atmosphere that is what makes us special, is like that community sense of dining in and servicing our community?
Right, I agree. And what I had said yesterday during the county commission meeting and over the weekend, I've actually reiterated in a statement I put out about an hour ago, is I think that we should allow businesses, especially restaurants, to reopen what I'm calling as soon as possible, and that's by the 15th of May. And my thought is, if we allow restaurants to reopen at distancing guidelines, so you're already going to have to, restaurants would have to reduce their capacity anyway, to meet with social distancing guidelines of 6 feet, between parties. But, restaurants, as I'm sure you know, are struggling through this time, and it really incentivizes business owners and employees to follow the rules if they know that they could get shut down if they disobey them. I really do trust our business owners to behave in a responsible manner, but we also owe it to, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, and everyone who's worked so hard to make our community great to allow them to have their livelihoods back.
Robert, so now the beaches, are going to open. You said the pools are open. What's next? Is it, like tennis courts and pickleball courts and basketball courts, again, so that we can get out and do some more exercise?
Right. It's going to remain to be seen. I will say that the city's parks department has been doing a wonderful, wonderful job. So have the police, so have all of the first responders. Everyone's really been working hard. It's going to be a collaborative effort to see what the next step is. I put out, like I said, on Facebook an hour ago, a comprehensive plan, but really, a plan doesn't do anything without community buy-in. So we're going to have, all of the city engaged. We're going to have, all of council would have to be on board for whatever decision we make, county commission, and we also have to wait and see what the governor does. And he was supposed to speak today, and I'm surprised we haven't heard a statement from him yet. But we do have a council meeting tomorrow, committee of the whole, where we'll be discussing reopening strategies, and I'm really looking forward to sharing all my opinions tomorrow with the rest of this council.
I know Matt has another question, but I want to ask you this. I've driven back from Tampa on the way to 4th Street a lot of times to come do the show. I drive down 4th Street, and there's always cars. For the past 6 weeks, there's cars, there's people in there. I don't know what they're doing, fishing, swimming, whatever. How was that different from the beaches being closed all along?
Well, that's the thing. I without having controls, what is the incentive for us to open things up further? I mean, people were already able to use waterfronts. People were able to go fishing. The beaches had been shut down, and I just didn't want to start easing restrictions without a comprehensive plan in place because, frankly, it's hard to do trace testing and figure out what is positive and what is negatively impacting test results if we don't have a plan. And my thought was just, reopening beaches without any commerce strictly invites out-of-towners from, be they from Orlando or New York, who would be essentially refugees, to come down and utilize our beaches and natural resources without putting any money in the economy while potentially infecting our citizens without giving us any economic gain.
Hey, Rob, back to the business side of things. Again, I own the Tour de Pizza here. I know that the city sent me a postcard for the Fighting Chance grant. It's a $5,000 grant. They're giving small businesses to help with payroll and during this economic time. But yet, you know, I personally bought a home in Wesley Chapel or New Tampa, and I didn't qualify, even though my business is in the city of St. Pete, and my taxes go to pay for the city. I've been here for 12 years. Are there any kind of guidelines that are going to open it up to where, you know, I'm able to see some of that relief effort to save my business from failure, even though I don't live in the city of St. Pete, but my business is here?
Right. So the Fighting Chance Fund was an initiative of the mayor and the deputy mayor, and I really applaud them for taking the initiative on that. It's been very helpful for small businesses in the area. I have dealt with a number of different constituents who had issues with the criteria and also with getting the money. As we know, unemployment has been overtaxed in the state, but on the whole, we've done very good on the local level. That's just a St. Pete-only program. That being said, exactly what you just said, talking about the ownership of businesses, has been relaxed for the new round. So if you were to reapply now, you would be eligible. I believe that round has already begun, as an owner of a business in St. Pete, even though you don't live in St. Pete.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
All right, at least let the show end before you jump on the computer and apply.
I'm starting right now. I got to keep my staff paid because these guys work hard, and I don't want them to miss a paycheck. So
That's exactly why I really want a reopening of businesses as soon as possible in a safe manner, because, like I said, I believe that, you know, good-intentioned, good-natured business owners, which is the majority of everybody in St. Petersburg, will follow the rules because there's incentives to do so. I mean, it's people's livelihood. I think nobody is underestimating the potential impact of the coronavirus at this point, and I trust that everybody, if given the chance, can rise to the occasion.
Robert, thank you for coming on the show. That is Robert Blockman.
Let's put him on hold so we can get your address. We're going to send you, Robert, some 8-man strong gear. Keith isn't the only one who gets the gear. You get it as well for coming on the show today.
Awesome.
And, you know, stay in touch, and if you need anything from us, please don't hesitate.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Feel free to reach out anytime. I really appreciate you having me.
We will talk to you again. Rob. That is Robert Blackman. He is a councilman here in the city of St. Pete. He's going to get some 8-man strong swag, and things are all good.
So I'm gonna get some money, help pay some bills.
Well, it would be nice, but you've got to finish the show first.
Well,
you don't want to get fired and then not got to.
Then I'll get unemployed. I'll get furloughed from Knockout Radio, and I'll be.
No, you won't get furloughed.
No, I'll just get fired.
You'll just get fired.
I've been in those shoes before.
I'm not bringing you back.
I've been fired on this show before. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, yes, you have. All right, let's go hit our final break in the afternoon. When we come back, we'll reach out to the carpenter, Clay Guida. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Living easy, living free.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727 727- 720-980-9873.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from Torta Pizza here, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Quick question for you before we go to the guest.
Yes.
Have I said Hobson Gracie this hour yet?
You said it last hour, not this hour.
All right, so I just said it, so I'm covered for this hour, right?
You are covered.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and welcome to Carpenter. It's been a long time since we've had Clay Guida on the show. Clay, how are you?
Hey, Prez, how you doing, my man? I'm doing very well, thank you.
Not too bad. How's the family doing? Are you guys all together, or what's going on?
Yeah, everyone's doing well. Actually, my pops is down here running the floor right now. Say, hey, Dad.
What's up?
How are you, sir?
Cleaning the middle bucket.
You guys have met before at some of the fights. Yeah, he's down here cleaning our boat right now. They went out because some of the beaches apparently opened today, so they went out and hung out down by Sanibel. And, well, me and my nephew were out on, out on the salt. We were out searching for tarpon, so it's a beautiful day on the water, man.
Now, Matt, you said that Clay had a shark and a rear naked choke or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, a 9-foot bull shark because in your grips.
Yeah, that was our boy Patrick, Captain Patrick McCafferty, put me on that thing a few weeks ago. Actually, Easter weekend, I believe. Put me on my first shark ever. It happened to be about a 9 or 10-foot bull shark. Man, this thing was a giant. And boy, did it fight like no other fight I've been in before, man. This thing was... pulling us all over out there. We got actually wrapped around someone's anchor, and the braid on the reels is so sharp, it's like razor wire. It'll actually cut through an anchor before it'll break, you know what I mean? So we had to pull up to these guys. These gentlemen, yeah, they knew we were wrapped around it. We were kind of hung up, you know what I mean? So we pulled up to them, and I had to hand the guy my rod so he could bring it underneath the anchor line. And then he handed it back to me, and then all of a sudden the shark just took off at like another 100 yards. We had to chase it. It was pretty funny because as we were kind of pulling away from that boat, a couple of the guys, they were younger, 20s, 30s. The one guy goes, yo, are you famous? And I was like, no, man, I'm just a fisherman and a wrestler, bud. And they're like, oh, Guida, we thought that was you. And I told them once I got done landing the fish, the shark, whatever it was at the time, we come back and say hi, man. So it's pretty funny. Way out in the middle of the ocean, man. We even have MMA fans out there. So it's kind of cool, man. And then I was able to get my hands on it and kind of touch it. And I've never felt a creature like that before. It just makes you appreciate what's really out there. You know what I mean? And definitely one of my best fishing days ever.
And I'm sure that it probably counts as a workout as well.
Oh, man. I was... That was tougher than any 5-round fight I've ever been in.
You know, I would just go for a second, go back to that story, because, you know, I go back, you and I both go back so far before there were all these MMA fans. You know, you would try to talk MMA and, you know, nobody knew about it, or tap out. They didn't know what it meant. And, you know, so to get recognized and get noticed on the middle of an ocean all by yourself has got to be cool, and a feeling that MMA is, I don't want to still say that it's made it, but it's still getting closer to being mainstream.
Yeah, Prez, I think you and I are on the same page, man. It's made it in a sense, but it hasn't made it to where some of these other professional sports are, I think. You know what I mean? The NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people put those sports up on a pedestal. You know what I mean? And yes, we get taken care of handsomely sometimes, but in the same sense, we don't even get a drop in the bucket compared to what some of those, I wouldn't call them no-name athletes, but guys that aren't, don't even get recognition. You know what I mean? And
right.
So, yeah, to you and I, we've made it. You know what I mean? But the sport, I think, has a lot more to do in the eyes of the media, in the eyes of acceptance, in the eyes of, heck, look, parents, you know, enjoy the sport now just as much, you know what I mean, as, you know, as their kids or their young kids. When I go up and I see young children that come up, or if their parents are fans or whatever, I say, hey, young man or young lady, are you playing soccer or baseball or foot, what do you do, ballet? And they're like, no, I do MMA. I'm like, and these kids are 6, 7, 8 years old. You know what I mean? So that was not around, obviously, when I was a kid, and it wasn't around, you know, when you were a kid. So it's cool to see that, but it's. I think the sport still has a long way to go.
Absolutely, and what I was going to throw out as you were talking about it, financially, you know, you guys are nowhere near, obviously, you know, the NFL and soccer and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we just recently acquired 2 grandchildren. My son just recently got married. One's 8 and one's 5, I believe, and they train 3 times a week. And to me, that's so awesome, because back in the day, nobody would ever do that. But what I was trying to get at is that I don't think it's no longer really considered, you know, cockfighting and all that kind of stuff like it was when we first started this.
Right. I think a lot of parents categorize it almost as jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean? That's what they're getting their kids into, jiu-jitsu, or maybe a kickboxing class. And it's safe. You know what I mean? As long as they're at a reputable gym, and these UFC gyms are awesome. These title boxing gyms do a really good job. And they protect these clients, you know what I mean? They protect the kids. They make sure they're all filled out with the proper gear, the headgear, the gloves, the shin pads, whatever it may be. So it's definitely it's coming around as far as being accepted. I mean, obviously, it's made it to ESPN, so which is huge, but I just don't really agree with the whole ESPN Plus network or viewership. It's a pain in the butt for some people, some of the smartest people I know, you know, yeah. Who have degrees and who are, you know, tech savvy and on the computer all the time. They have a hard time, you know, pushing a button and boom, clicking on it, and then you're on, you know, it's on the TV. You know what I mean? It's like, yep. Sometimes inconvenience, guess what it causes people to do? Change the channel.
They're
going to watch whatever.
Yeah, they're going to change. Absolutely. My brother owns a multi-million-dollar company, and he'll text me, say, how do I get on ESPN Plus? And I try to go, I don't know. I don't do it. I'm live at the event. And he just said, well, screw it. I'll just watch a movie.
You'll watch something else. And I hate to say it, but to me, it seems more common now because the people know before this whole crisis hit, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
They knew a week later they were going to get another fight. The following week they were going to have another fight. The week after that there was going to be a pay-per-view event. You know what I mean? So they didn't mind if they missed this one on a Saturday night, because they knew a week later there was going to be one. You know, and it's just, you know, patience, and it's getting familiar with
repetition,
or whatever it is. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Hey Clay. So Rand and I have been talking for years, and often you come up in our conversations. We talk about your long hair and how, based on the judge's view or the of a competition, it may look like you got hit. But
I still say that from that one fight.
But you didn't. You know, looking back on your career, like, would you change the way you did your hairstyle? Like, do you think you lost some close decisions because of it? And would you change it if you were still fighting as active as you are, or then, as you are today?
No, I wouldn't change anything as far as the hairstyle. You know what I mean? Maybe I would move my head a little bit more so it didn't look like I was getting hit, or so I didn't get hit. it's one of those things, man. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And judges are going to be on one side or the other. And you know what? We don't all see the same things. And sometimes, you know, my hair can be kind of throw you off a little bit. You know what I mean? Depending what camera they're looking at or where they're, you know, where they're at in the cage. You know, if they're behind me, maybe it looks like I'm getting hit. Maybe if there's a side peripheral view or whatever, you know, they can see that I'm not getting, you know, tagged. So that's one that I hold full responsibility for. That's the gamble you take when you get in there, you know, and you got a mullet.
There you go. Coming up next week, within a 7-day period, there'll be 3 UFC events here in the state of Florida. You're in the state of Florida. Are you going to be involved in any of those 3 events?
Nothing is confirmed yet, but we're trying to get on one of those. It only makes sense, obviously, not as a for the gate or local viewership, you know what I mean, or people inside, because there's no spectators allowed, from what I heard. But we have a Florida following now that I've been down. You know, I've had a house down here for a handful of years. So, no, we're working on something right now. Hopefully it'll be in May or June. So,
that could be the proposed Fight Island thing?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Is that in the proposed Fight Island that Dana's been talking about?
Oh, man, I'm trying to fight in the States. I like to represent the red, white, and blue.
There you go. Before I let you go, I do need to ask you, I think I saw this on Facebook as well. What was your favorite flavor of popcorn?
Favorite flavor of popcorn. Funny, because I've never actually been a big popcorn fan. I mean, I just, as a kid, I just didn't like it. It's movies, watch at the house, wherever. I was never big into it. The only stuff to me that tastes somewhat decent is the caramel and cheese mix. But even then, popcorn would be my last snack preference, you know? I guess the ones we got the other day, I got that for my daughter. I think Buffalo Ranch. Dad, how many flavors do they have? At least 100? 50 plus, almost 100 flavors. I grabbed Buffalo Ranch. I grabbed taco. I grabbed Captain Crunch flavor. My mom got the bestseller sea salt and caramel. And then we got my old man regular plain, movie theater popcorn. So, and honestly, I haven't even opened any of it, but you guys saw it. I had that little sample. That's all I've had since last week. Like I said, popcorn doesn't do it for me. But that place is definitely awesome. We're supporters of them. My mom loves it. My family loves it. So we're definitely all about helping out the local businesses. And sounds like that place is thriving during all this. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah, definitely looks like it.
Hey, Clay, I just want to roll out the red carpet, man. I'm in Tampa, Florida, St. Pete. If you ever want to drive up for the day, pizza's on me. I'll roll out the red carpet at my restaurant.
Deliver pizzas down to them.
Or you can bring some fish with you, or to take some blackened grouper, whatever you got on the boat. You bring
we'll
it by.
We'll
bring the shark on by. We'll put it to good use.
That sounds good. I'd love to bring my pops, my family up there, my parents. We love that area. St. Pete's a lot of fun. It's beautiful. We've been to a couple of... brought my old man to a couple of reggae festivals up there, that Reggae Rise Up that they had last year, the previous year, and then it got canceled, obviously, a month ago. We've been to some games up there, and I'm pumped to hear that the Super Bowl is going to be in your guys' backyard. How cool is that?
Not only will the Super Bowl be there, but I've already said it, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will do something that's never happened in the NFL now that Tom Brady and Gronkowski are here. I think they're going to play in the Super Bowl in their hometown.
Dude, I tell you what, I think this is going to be a blowout year for them, and expect big things for the Buccaneers. And we're big Mike Alstott fans because we're from Chicago. He's from Joliet. That's where my gym is at. And we've always been big on the train. Mike Alstott, that was awesome to watch. And
Clay, I know that I only have a minute and a half left. Have you ever met Mike?
I have not met him yet. I would love to, though.
All right. I will holler at you later, and I will set that up. I'm good friends with the Allstop family. I'm good friends with the Guida family. I will set it up where we'll all, you all, not we, you'll meet him and hang out with him.
Yeah, I'd like to go. We've been to a place that I think he's maybe part owner of Ferg's or Fergie's or something, that big sports bar right by the stadium. I heard he's part owner of that. So I'd love to meet him and catch up with you sometime, Prez.
We will definitely do it. Clay, thank you very much for your time. Tell your family I said hi. We're going to put you on hold. If back at the station, if you can get Clay, not just Clay's size, but his whole family sizes, and we're going to send you some 8-Man Strong for hanging out with us today. Looking forward to seeing you. I am the president. The unofficial website, because I got yelled at by the UFC once.
Oh, okay.
When I said I'm the president of Clay Guida's Fight Club, they're like, wait, you can't do that? I'm like, it's a joke. It's just unofficial. It has nothing to do with the UFC, so it's all good stuff. But Clay, thank you very much. We're going to put you on hold. A great show.
Awesome. Great guys.
Next week, Greg Hardy will be on.
Yes.
That's who called me in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to get him on next week as we get ready for Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday UFC. We'll get Dave Feldman on next week as well. He must have been getting busy signing contracts.
Let's get Guida and the A-Train over here to some A-Train pizza. Let's see if Mike still knows how to throw the dough.
I'll set it up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Stay safe. Stay in quarantine unless you're going to the beach, which is now legal. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.